All right, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. Nathan, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember McPherson.
Here.
Councilmember Biggs.
Here.
Councilmember Laraway.
Here.
Council President Bruce.
Here.
Mayor Steer.
Here. And if you'll join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item is the consent agenda.
Make a motion that we approve the consent agenda as published.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for approval. Any further discussion? Nathan, would you poll the council?
Councilmember McPherson.
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs.
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway.
Yes.
Council President Bruce.
Yes.
And that motion carries. That takes us to public comments. Is there anybody who wishes to address the council tonight? No? Okay. No public hearings. Looks like we are on to ordinances. Consideration to approve ordinance 2024-44A, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA making certain findings and enlarging the boundaries of the CUNA Municipal Irrigation System by the inclusion of Ada County Assessors DB Development LLC and declaring water rights appurtenant thereto are pooled for delivery purposes and directing the city clerk to record this ordinance as provided by law, directing the city engineer to provide notice of this ordinance to the Boise CUNA Irrigation District, the owners, and update the irrigation system map, and providing an effective date.
Make a motion that we waive three readings of ordinance 2024-44A.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
Make a motion that we approve ordinance 2024-44A.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the ordinance. Is there any further discussion on that motion?
I just have one question.
Sure.
On the 44A, it's not the normal numbers. I just wonder what the A meant.
It's for an amendment.
Oh, great. Thank you. Nothing further.
Okay. Nathan, would you poll the council?
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Consideration to approve ordinance 2024-45, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA, making certain findings and enlarging the boundaries of the CUNA Municipal Irrigation System by the inclusion of Ada County Assessors HK Capital LLC and Kendrick E. and Eva C. Wallace, and declaring water rights appurtenant thereto are pooled for delivery purposes and directing the city clerk to record this ordinance as provided by law and directing the city engineer to provide notice of this ordinance to the Boise CUNA Irrigation District, the owners, and update the irrigation system map and providing an effective date.
Make a motion that we waive three readings of ordinance 2024-45.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to waive the three readings. Any further discussion on that motion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
I make a motion that we approve ordinance 2024-45.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded for approval. Is there any further discussion on that motion? Nathan, would you poll the council, please?
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Yes.
And that motion carries. That is all we had on the agenda tonight. I just wanted to mention we had a postcard design contest that went out to the kids, and Maya won that contest. So the postcards that we have out here, we have a mailbox out there, so when the kids come in on Thursday for Candy Canes with the Mayor at 4 o'clock, They can fill these out and mail them in the box and get their letters off to Santa. So congratulations, Maya. You can tell she spent a lot of time on that, and I really appreciated that. There's a lot of stuff going on in that picture, so it was awesome to get. And did anybody else have anything they wanted to mention tonight?
The Compass?
Oh, yes.
Compass Awards?
We did receive a couple of awards from Compass. So Sulema nominated us for a couple of categories. One was Communities in Motion. They have to do with transportation or safety, those type of projects. And so the award was given for the Hawk Light at Orchard and Avalon. Very proud to get that. A lot of time and effort went in from a lot of people to make that project happen, providing safety for a lot of young kids. And then she also nominated Wava Kaufman for volunteer. And Wava has done so much for the city. She sits on the Ada County Bicycle Advisory Board, and she helps the city of CUNA with all kinds of different things like that. She also does, she's a sixth grade school teacher, I believe, and then she also does cross-country track coaching and things like that. So I've been a big part of the community for a long time, been very helpful. She does even work with the Parks Department in the summertime as a seasonal employee, helping us get some things done. So very well deserved by Wava, and very proud that she got that award.
That's awesome.
Anybody else have anything?
Yes, I'd like to bring up something.
Okay.
I know we all received an email from a developer, and it really put a smile on my face complimenting Adam and his group for getting things expediently through instead of bogged down like they have in the past. Thank you for that, and thank your troops out there. Also, I got a phone call from another developer. Surprisingly, they weren't complaints, but it was a compliment thanking Doug and his group. He says he has worked with six, including us, all the cities in the valley. And he says you walk in, he says they'd look for a reason to say no. And he says he puts up with it all the time, but he said he has not run into that out here. And he compliments planning and zoning and your staff. So.
Well, I'm very, very pleased with that. Everybody has a right to have their project heard. So I think when they go into planning and zoning, they're guided to work through the rules and figure out what they can and can't do, and led through the process. So that's what we should be doing, and that's what we are doing. So very pleased with Public Works and planning and zoning. Actually, all our departments are operating in stellar fashion right now. So appreciate the great work that everybody does. So
definitely.
On the humorous part, when he was calling me, he was rambling on, and I was almost going to shut off mode. But then he said, they keep saying yes. And I stopped and I said, wait a minute, you mean they said no? And he said, no, they said yes. Every time we go in there, they help us out. And I said, so this isn't a complaint, this is a compliment. It took me back a couple minutes. We're not normally getting those.
You're waiting to get yelled at.
Yeah.
Went to the Nightlight Parade. Great job by everyone. Half the room was down there doing stuff. It was wet and rainy, but it was a good time.
Yeah, that was a really good job by Parks and Chamber of Commerce and everybody involved. It was really cool to see all the entries this year, and they made a pretty good showing. I have no idea where they got all those stuffed animals, but I was riding with Chief Fratusco behind the float, and they were literally grabbing armloads and just flopping them out the trailer. So we had to stop every once in a while so that kids could run out and pick stuff up. And luckily, Chief was giving them time to do that. So
motorcycle down, slowly down a little too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was quite a meteor at that time, too. I don't know if you saw the sky blue. It went blue for a while.
Oh.
There was way too many lights on.
Yeah, stuff. Imagine.
There is the sky.
Yep.
Oh, and actually, one more thing. Decorations at the police station. People have had such a blast with those.
I have to give credit to Bobby and his team. They came to me and the mayor, they all talked to me, and I said, you know, it's actually really funny.
Yeah.
And all the deputies and detectives were like, yeah, why wouldn't we do it?
Yeah, it's been good to have folks laugh about it and have a good time, and so thank you.
It is good. The Bobby came and talked to me about it, and I said, well, have you talked to the chief? And so everybody was on board, seemed like. So I was like, yeah, what the heck? They'll either not like it or they'll love it, one or the other. Yeah. So
our PIO at the sheriff's office said that it might be the biggest hit on social media for the sheriff's office this year. So
yeah.
I think Bobby's had them hidden away for over a year, right? So, yeah. So it was bound to happen one way or the other. No, I appreciate our police department and their sense of humor with that. That's good. All right, anything further?
Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas to all. And with that, meeting is adjourned. Thank you.